We continue our Riverside Locker Room chat here tonight on KNZA. It is presented by Euler Law Office and MCON. Cyclones boys basketball coach Tyler Herbster joining us here for a few minutes. We always appreciate it, as always. Well, coach, you know, you go into the game Tuesday night against Morehill Mounts Academy, crucial league game, and it was the first time all year you were going into a contest coming off back-to-back losses. You know, you saw Morehill the end of the midseason tournament. They clipped you up 48-36. You followed that with a loss to Sabetha, so pretty quick turnaround, but the one that mattered the most in the league, you guys get it done at home, 60-55. You know, we were talking a little bit. You guys got out on them quick, had a big lead in the third quarter. They got hot. They made it close, but ultimately you guys hold on for the big league win, 60-55. So let's start there from Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, and even going back, the two losses, our defense played pretty well. We were kind of giving up some easy baskets inside, and we had a foul Sabetha a lot there at the end to kind of the game got away from us, and we kind of started off defensively really well again. It was 28-18 at halftime, and so I was pretty happy with our 18-point effort on defense. And with, you know, 2 minutes left in the third quarter, we had extended that lead from to 41-21. So we came out in the third quarter in the first 6 minutes and held them to 3 points, felt pretty good with our lead, and you know, to their credit, they stuck with it. They kept playing hard. We turned the ball over quite a bit with a little bit of their pressure, and I believe one of their players, number three, hit 5 threes in the fourth quarter. They had a few and ones off of our turnover. So luckily we played well enough to get a good lead, because Morehill came all the way back and fought back and cut it to 4 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and it's not ideal, you know, seeing stretches like that, but ultimately at the end of the day, you got to win the game, and that is what you guys did. So I just want to get your thoughts here on the league standings. You know, that win keeps you guys undefeated in league play. Valley Falls remains undefeated in league play as well. You guys play here in the next week or two. That's going to be a massive league contest, but you, Valley Falls, and then you got three other teams sitting there, JCN, Troy, Oskaloosa, which is one league loss each, so it looks to be a 5-team race right now. Just the balance that you have seen from the league this season, maybe compared to years past.
Yeah, I told the boys before the game that we're we're still undefeated in the league. We're, you know, after the two losses, and they kind of all looked at me funny because we lost the game to Jackson Heights, and we lost the opener to Oskaloosa, and they were, boys, don't worry about it. We're undefeated in the league, and we got, you know, Morehill was in our way last night. We've got JCN, who's probably playing. You know, JC and Valley Falls might be playing, you know, the two of the best teams in the league right now that we have coming up and going on the road on Friday after they just had a big win versus Troy. It sounds like a couple of JCN players are playing really good right now. So, and I know they only have one loss. So it's going to be tough. We've got really nothing but top of the league teams coming up down the road. And it was really nice to have three practices last week. I think that helped us a lot with Morehill, and we have, you know, two more practices this week, and I told the boys hopefully we can have two of our best practices of the year before we play GCN, and I think that's what helped us with the Morehill game, was be able to practice a little bit. So free throw shooting has been, you know, we made our first 9 free throws of the game to start. I think we were 9-for-10 in the first quarter against Morehill, and we haven't been shooting those great, but we haven't turned the ball over, so I felt like last night we turn the ball over a lot more than we usually do, but at least we were able to sink our free throws when they count. But overall, it seems like it's going to be a tough league, and hopefully this tough stretch will at least get us prepared for our 3A sub-state here at the end of the month.
Yeah, got a few weeks here left to push here in the regular season. Tyler Herbster joining us, Riverside boys coach. Again, big win against Morehill Tuesday night, 60-55. At Jefferson County North on Friday. Again, Cyclones right now 6-0 in league play. JCN at 5-1. Another massive league contest between these two coming up Friday at JCN. Coach, we always appreciate it, man. Good luck the rest of this week, and we'll talk to you next week as well.
Thank you so much.